Thank you. Greetings, friends. John's Gospel, chapter 20, verse 11. We have here, in connection with the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, Mary Magdalene, out of whom were cast 7 demons. She's the one who first came to the tomb and found a stone rolled away. And she ran to Peter and John and told them that the sepulcher was open and that he's taken away. They've taken away the Lord out of the sepulcher, and we know not where they have laid him. And then Peter and John run to the sepulcher, and they look in. They see the linen clothes lying and the napkin wrapped in and laid in a place by itself. And then they, seeing the empty tomb, John believed, he saw, and he believed that the Lord had risen. And then they went back home. But Mary stood in verse 11 without the sepulcher weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulcher and seeth 2 angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. Mary looks in. She stood without weeping. She was the one woman out of all the people of all the world, of men and women, who stood at the sepulcher and wept. Yes, friends, Mary Magdalene. She was the first one to come to the sepulcher. And she stood and wept. When the 2 disciples came and looked and saw and then went back home, Mary Magdalene stood at the sepulcher weeping. No one saw her tears but God until the angels came. They saw her tears. Yeah, these were real tears. Tears of sorrow and anguish because they'd taken her Lord and she didn't know where they had laid him. There are 7 great characteristics of the Lord Jesus that are of great moment to all of us, and we're in one of them right now, his resurrection. The first of the 7, and all the 7 are these: his virgin birth, his sinless life, his vicarious death, his actual burial, his glorious resurrection, his triumphant ascension back to glory, back to God, and his coming again for the church. These are 7 great phenomena in the life of the Lord Jesus that's vital to every human being, because they all go together to show and to prove the sinless person of Christ and his great redemptive work that he alone was able to achieve and accomplish by his own death upon the Calvary's cross. Oh, my friends, the Savior of sinners. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus our Lord. Yes, what a wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. What a Savior. So here we are in his resurrection, and we have Mary now and 2 angels, because she stooped down and looked into the sepulcher, and she saw what John and Peter didn't see. They saw the linen clothes lying, and the napkin was about his head wrapped and laid in a place by itself, but Mary saw 2 angels, and they were in white. They were purity. They were heavenly creatures, and they were sitting. And how were they sitting, and where were they sitting? The one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. The very place where his body lay was hallowed ground. It was sacred ground. And here it's marked by 2 angels, one at the head and the other at the feet where Jesus' body had lain. And they spake to Mary. This is wonderful condescension, friends. Angels, 2 of them, and they speak to Mary Magdalene, the one whom the Lord saved, the Lord healed, the Lord cured, and cast out 7 demons that had possessed her. Here she is, a magnificent example of of a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. She loved her Savior so much that she went alone early in the morning while it was yet dark, went to the sepulcher, and she was the first to break the news to the world that the stone is rolled away and the sepulcher is empty. Oh, what magnificent news is this. What a marvelous story is this of truth. The sepulcher is empty. The Lord did not see corruption. He rose the third day according to the scriptures. And he said, as Jonah was 3 days in the inwards of the fish, so the Son of Man would be 3 days and 3 nights in the bowels of the earth, and then he would rise again. Jonah came out of the awful prison of the fish's stomach, and on the three days, and the Lord Jesus came out of the tomb after 3 days. So he was the one who refers to Jonah as depicting his own life and death and resurrection. So these two angels, they speak to Mary. My friend, how marvelous this. And they asked her, "Woman, why weepest thou? Why are you weeping?" You see, they knew he had risen. Because she saith unto them, she answered them, she conversed with them, "Because they have taken away my Lord." Notice, friends, my Lord. Can you say he's my Lord? Can you say he's my Savior? Can you say I've made him mine by my own choice, by my own faith in him? He is my Savior. The psalmist wrote in Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Oh, this is salvation, friend, to make him yours. He waits for you to receive him. "For as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Believing, receiving, and you are able to say, "He's my Lord, he's my shepherd, he's my Savior." How wonderful. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is the dearest, that Jesus loves me. "Because," she said, "they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him." And she was interested to know where they had laid him. You see, the disciples were told that he would rise again, but they didn't understand it. And we surely can't criticize them because they didn't understand it, because no one ever was able to stand and say, "Destroy this temple, in 3 days I'll raise it again." He spake not of the temple that was built out of mortar and stone, Solomon's temple, but he spake of the temple of his own body. For you and I, friends, this body is only the shell, it's only the house in which we live. Our souls, we ourselves, our own proper person, we inhabit this body of clay. And the Lord is here, he has been laid away, his body, but it's gone now. And Mary is wondering and worried because she doesn't know where they've taken him. She supposed that somebody had come along and rolled a stone away and taken the body of Jesus, and she wondered where it was. She wanted to see it. She wanted to have it. She was going to take it away. "I know not where they have laid him." And later on, when she's speaking to the gardener, she said, "If you have taken him and borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away." She would have taken his body to herself. But you see, she didn't understand, like the other disciples, that he had risen from the dead. This had to be revealed to her yet. But she tells the angels what's on her heart. "They have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him." The resurrection of the Lord Jesus, his rising from the dead, is a tremendous phenomenon. We realize that. He said, I have power to lay down my life. I have power to take it up again, because he was divine, because he was God. And he did do just that. He laid down his life. He gave his life a ransom for all, for you and for me. He is indeed the Savior of the world. God gave his Son, his only begotten Son, for that purpose, that he would become the Savior of the world. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, you, me, or anyone else, believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life right now. He is the Savior, and he rose from the dead, and Mary's going to find that out, and Mary's going to be the first person to whom the Lord is going to reveal himself. Oh, isn't this marvelous? That dear woman, her life was bad like yours and mine until she met the Savior. Have you met him? When she met the Savior, he cast out the demons, and thereafter she was a disciple of the Lord, and a very close one, for she was the first one to come to the tomb in the morning while it was early and yet dark. And there she stood weeping because the Lord's body was not there. Oh, my friend, what do we think of the Savior? Then Pilate said, what think ye of Christ? Oh, yes, what do we think of Christ? With him we must have to do. Prepare to meet thy God, O Israel, for we must meet him. Every Gentile must meet him. Oh, yes, friends, we must meet God. Is he my Savior? Can you say he's my Savior, my Lord, my Redeemer? Father, thank thee for the Lord Jesus, that he died, but we thank thee that he rose again. We thank thee he's alive forevermore. He's able to save them that come unto God by him. We pray that many will come, be able to meet him and be able to say, he's my Savior, he died for me. Bless our country again, our great land, our government, Lord, in all its difficulties and trials, in all its beneficent actions for us. Our president and his family, and all the nations of earth around about us, that wars may soon come to a close. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.